Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and today I am speaking with Lily Herrera, who is the director of the Prevention Division at Peace Over Violence over in Los Angeles, California. How are you doing today, Lily?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm really glad that I'll get a chance to speak with you and talk about some of the exciting prevention work that's taking place at Peace Over Violence. And Peace Over Violence is an organization that's both the domestic violence and sexual assault agency in Los Angeles, California, and they have developed a wide range of programs, and we're going to talk about that full spectrum of what you've done. And a lot of what you've done is you've developed a curriculum that's called In Touch with Teens, a Relationship Violence Prevention Curriculum. Can you tell us a little bit about what In Touch with Teens is?
Our In Touch with Teens curriculum, its focus is to empower youth through a lot of violence prevention education. It covers a variety of things from the roots of violence to teen dating violence, domestic sexual violence. Also includes how the media messaging can really impact the way youth interact with each other or the mixed messages and how they reinforce a lot of the violence behavior.
I love the title of one of your units, Choosing Peace Over Violence.
That's our peacemaker unit. Really focuses on how do you get involved and how do you stay connected to the movement of violence prevention.
I've had a chance to look at this curriculum, and I think it's a really exciting curriculum that's being used, I know, throughout California and throughout the country by many prevention programs. What I find really exciting and innovative about what you do at Peace Over Violence is not just this curriculum, which involves interaction and exercises and ways of using media to be able to illustrate the points, but how it's only one piece of what you do. And that when you work with communities, you have so many other types of efforts. So can you describe sort of the range of different prevention activities that's part of your robust sets of activities?
In Touch with Teens was, you could say that was our foundation of many other things that have grown out of our program. We definitely have had the opportunity to develop gender-specific groups to follow up the In Touch with Teens curriculum. Also, we have been able to develop materials and just other activities for very specific populations, such as gang-involved individuals who are trying to get their life together. We definitely have used our violence prevention to provide information for youth primary prevention. We're finding out more that using the In Touch with Teens curriculum can really complement self-defense very well and really taking a look at it and see how it can both be used as a primary prevention tool when it's combined. For 2 years in a row now, we have been at San Gabriel Valley area for a school where we have trained over 500 girls self-defense, but it was literally right after they had completed 7 units of our In Touch with Teens curriculum.
I know you have programs like Be Strong program where you've developed a curriculum for girls and that you have adopted the Men of Strength clubs that's out of Men Can Stop Rape out of Washington, D.C., and you've adopted that. You also have clubs like the STOP Club, Students Together Organizing Peace.
Definitely a leadership club that is developed from youth. It's a youth-led club that usually develops out of the interest of the youth who have completed or have gone through the In Touch with Teens curriculum training in their classrooms, and they want to stay connected. They want to bring this awareness on campus, and we provide a lot of other resources and tools for them to really go out and educate their peers on violence prevention. And really, one of the biggest events that we have throughout the year is our Denim Day. They will plan, coordinate, and really pull off a lot of great events on their school campuses on Denim Day. We have the full support of LAUSD's Beyond the Bell program, completely support us with that. And so the youth definitely take this huge project on, and it has been very successful.
You're not just working with teens to educate them within Touch with Teens, but then you're really looking at teens as supporting them being able to take action within their community.
We look at it empowering youth and allowing them to take this to the next level or for them to really address the issues that are happening in their respective campus. We know for a fact that even though two campuses may be in the same community, but they're about 2 miles from each other, the issues on campus may be completely different. Therefore, we give them those tools by training them, providing them with support, and really brainstorming with them on what type of interventions can they provide, other type of trainings on campus, there was an incident in one of our areas where predominant cultures, which are Armenian and Latinos, a lot of racial tension on campus, and the STOP team members actually stepped in and provided a kind of day of dialogue type of assembly for them to really sit down and look at some of the issues that were happening. They were able to bring some sense of peace on their campus and really provide that support for administrators.
While your program is a sexual violence primary prevention program and a dating violence primary prevention program, you really make links to all different forms of violence and perhaps more importantly, make links to what it's going to take to create healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities.
One of the main components that obviously we see that is we have to include in primary prevention is building the relationship with the parents or adult influencers that want to take part and want to educate themselves and have the skill set for them to really be able to talk to their youth, to be able to give them the support and the understanding that the youth may need at the time. I think that one of our strengths also that we have really been building on, it is that relationship with the parents. Again, we work in the communities where most of our communities are monolingual Spanish. And the approach and taking into consideration some barriers, language, culture, just different things in different communities has really allowed us to look at it from different perspectives. One of our biggest skills that we have is that our approach is meet them where they're at, listen to the needs, provide them with as much support as possible to be leaders themselves, more of a community mobilization approach. We just been seeing an increase of parenting workshops. They really want training on how do they advocate for themselves, how do they go out and bring in other parents and other community members. So I'm very happy to really acknowledge that we have been very successful thus far working with parents and adult influencers.
It says in the report that was recently released by the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, Innovations in Prevention, Peace Over Violence is a large agency with many strategies. So can you just talk briefly about how you've adopted this for working with gang-affiliated youth?
For a while now, our former director, Leah Aldridge, took an interest. Obviously, she started noticing going out into different communities, presenting to different audiences that there was a population that was definitely not being addressed, and that was the kids who were rapidly falling into gang behavior and also gang members who were going through some type of group at the time. And so we definitely started noticing that there was a huge connection between gang violence and domestic violence. We began to address the need that a different approach, again, looking into the roots of violence and these people who as children witnessed domestic violence, how they've held a lot of pain and a lot of anger, all of the things that a child goes through witnessing domestic violence. The gang lifestyle is very attractive because it is a false sense of a family unit and protection. Through my experience, I know that women join gangs usually for protection, running away from home, or they are seeking protection from somebody who's in the home. They join a gang to be protected, but again, a false sense of security simply because women are most likely to also be abused by other male gang members, again, because of the hierarchy, because of other things that are very specific to the gang lifestyle. We've been very successful at reaching out to this population, working with Homeboy Industries, having gender-specific groups have really allowed us to go more in depth and really understand, bring information back that we can develop materials and activities to address this population.
Thank you. I'm talking with Lily Herrera, who's the director of the Prevention Division at Peace Over Violence in Los Angeles, California. And she's talking about the wide range of prevention programs, including their curriculum in touch with teens. If you want to order the curriculum and learn more about their programs, you can visit their website at peaceoverviolence.org. So I really encourage people to check out their website to get more information. Lily, to end, from your experience in doing prevention work, what advice would you give to other prevention people who are trying to develop programs for their own communities? The lesson that you've learned that you think would be helpful for other prevention educators?
Approaching communities and really the needs of that particular communities. Also, it is very important to really build relationships with local key holders, local school districts, other sister agencies within the area. I think it's very important to build those relationships so that opportunities may open and definitely provide a lot of support and assistance and obviously be at every meeting possible and be present.
What we're talking about is that good prevention work is good community work, where it's about the relationships that's going to make change, and then you have a wide range of different activities that you can use to be able to lead to the prevention of sexual violence and other forms of violence. Thank you, Lily, for joining me today. It was really good talking to you, and I look forward to learning more about the work that's going on at Peace Over Violence to be able to advance prevention.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.